And this one is called Fox, a memory of my husband after an observation of the naturalist Gerald Durrell. First part is something that he wrote about and couldn't resist. I actually wrote this 18 years before Walter passed away, and then after he died, I made some changes. And I read it for the first time over at Susan's house. And it was a New Year's party. The breath of a fox may wait a million years to rain on the oak that heard the animal pant. The oak will not be there, or not that one. Some patience the oak left. I am the she fox, remaining to respire and sigh. The sparse cloud, the strewn mist, that is you. Now is the reviving snow of New Year, when I call the dishonest furnace repair, and carry lengths of Carlos's downed apricot tree in to be burned. A sizzle from the breath of the fox. 3, 4, 5 a.m. Bark, shine, and smoke. Your alder speckled back, not here, but the torrid wood stove works. And in the morning, the mottled service person reeks of oil, fingerprints the furnace doors, his chin, takes my first money of the year and edges out where frosted lilac leaves splay flat and do not wag. I dab white ginger essence on a dried leg, wish for your cress-scented cheek, its breath delaying in snowflake, glacier, sea, in cumulus, pushing rain. It will come back to me, or not to me.